produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
But I want to deal with Ephesians. Chapter number 3, Ephesians chapter 3, one of Paul's letters to the church of Ephesus. When Paul was praying for the church of Ephesus, and one of the things that I love is going to deal with three verses in this text. But let's have a word of prayer. I want to open up with prayer. I'm going to close with prayer. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word with your sons and daughters who will come along and come on and grab hold to this word. Father, I pray what they hear. I pray that you give them ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto their own personal local churches in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for them now that you help them and you strengthen them in every area of their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, like, share, and comment for me. Like, share, and comment. Paul says in chapter 3 of Ephesians, he says, for this reason, New King James, for this reason, I bow my knees, to what he says, to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul says, for this reason, he says, I bow my knees. So now, number one, when you bow your knees, you get in position. Number two, he says in verse 15, from whom, watch this, the whole family. I like to say it like this, from whom the whole Buford Harvard Third family. Put your name there. Put you and your family name there. Amen. He says, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So your name won't just be known in heaven, but your name will be known here on the earth. While you here and when you leave. Lord have mercy. I need to say that again. Your name will not only be known in heaven, but your name will be known here on earth when we leave as well while you're still here. This is what I want to get to right here. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Here it is. To be strengthened with might through his spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is on the inside. It says in the inner man. I'm going to read verse 17. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. I can go on and read the rest of it. It's so good. But here's the key thing. He says that he will grant you. So there is some things that is granted to you as well as myself when we get before him. Every morning when you pray and you spend time in the presence of God, God grants us. He grants us. What does he grant us? Here it is. He says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. There are some riches. I'm just not talking about financial riches, but there are some riches that you and I are in need of on a daily basis to know how to deal with any demonic activity that may come our way. Listen to me, man. I can go on and on. Listen, but you got to be ready. We have to be ready. How do I be ready? You are ready through having a life of prayer. Paul says, for I bow my knees. So you got to position yourself and bow your knees. You may get on your knees, but if you stand up, you say, well, I'm going to stand up and walk around. Well, walk around your home and pray. Begin to decree and declare the word of God over in your community where you live. Lord have mercy. When I was walking this morning, as soon as I got back home, I flipped on the news, and right up the street, not too far from where I live, but it's on the other end across Mendenhall. There was a 3-month-old baby that was, they was in a car wreck, the family was in a car wreck, and the baby was ejected from the car. And I was like, Lord, have mercy. I was just walking close to that area this morning. And I'm sitting here saying, man, you know, listen, y'all, we just got to pray. Just pray. Seek God. Now, after you pray, now listen to me. After you pray, hear me. If you got an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto you, when you hear the Spirit of God, when you done pray, he's going to give you clarity, directions, and information what to do. The question is, are you going to do it, or are you going to sit still and not move? You cannot afford to sit still. You as well as I. Listen to me. You do not have to be a licensed, ordained preacher from a local church or a local assembly, however you want to word, Reformation, whatever. Which, listen to me, hear me real good by the Spirit. When you gave your life to Jesus, Jesus automatically gave you the ingredients that you are in need of to go out and do the work of the kingdom. You hear me? Here it is. You have to be taught, true enough. You have to be trained. I think we all should go through that. Everybody ought to experience that. But your best teacher is you spending time in the presence of the Lord. I'm telling you, man, the Holy Spirit will give you kingdom ideas, will give you thoughts, will give you information that no man can give you. People say, where you get that from? You say, I ain't get it from man, but I got it from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll give it to you. So look at what Paul says. Paul says that he will grant you, God will grant you and I, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened. There it is, to be strengthened. I'm praying, decreeing, and declaring that God strengthens each one of you. He says, strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. So Paul says it is important that you and I not only have a prayer life, but when we pray, understand according to verse 16, that the Spirit of God will strengthen you. And I'm believing God that God will strengthen you. For those who are grieving just like me and my family, those who are grieving, we just funeralized this past Saturday one of our classmates, class of 89 from Southside High School, Brian Trent. And I thank God, I'm praying for Virgil, I'm praying for Mama Wilma and Daddy Mac and Sister Kendra. I'm praying for the nieces and nephews and cousins and friends. I'm praying for you all. Because I understand. You'll never understand until it hits you. Amen. I'm telling you, man, you'll never understand until it hits you. And when it hits you, you got to do therapy with the presence of God every day. Every day. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So what is the word strengthen? Here it is. I decree and declare that God is making you strong again. Even while you're going through, whether it's grieving of a loss of a loved one, if you're going through or whatever you're dealing with in life, I'm decreeing and declaring that the Spirit of God make you strong and give you the strength that is needed for you while you are going through whatever you're dealing with. That is my declaration. That is my power up to you, that God strengthen you. Just like what Paul says. Paul says in verse 16 that he will grant you, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. His glory got some riches, y'all. And his riches is, hey, listen, his riches are wonderful. And they're new every morning. He gives us the riches. And I'm not talking about just finances, but God give you riches from the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Riches in your mind. Riches in your heart. He'll give you riches how to endure when stuff comes up. He'll give you riches how to deal with whatever complications and life challenges. He'll give you strength. That's what Paul says. Paul says that he will grant you. Somebody shout, God is granting me. Hallelujah. He says, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by, watch this, with might through his Spirit in the inner man. I got to go. His spirit is in you. The spirit of God is in you, in the inner man. Since the spirit of God is in each one of us, guess what we got to do? Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, direct us, show us how to do and what to do, what to say, when to say. A lot of folks don't ask that. We just go out there, we just do what we want to do. But when was the last time you have really relied on the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, lead me, instruct me, show me how to do what to do so I can see the results that you want me to see. The Bible says, but my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory through his son, Christ Jesus. Listen, I just want to power you up on that. I'm praying that God strengthen you. Let me say this before I get ready to get out of here. If you haven't got a copy, get your copy now. Get it now. I got a few copies. Get your copy now. Silent Killers. Life-changing book. Life-changing book that will bless you. Easy reading book that will transform your thinking. It will help you. And I'm not saying that I got all the answers. No, I'm not saying that. But this book will help you if when you read it, but you got to apply it. The same way it is with the Word of God. I think about what Joshua, what the Lord told Joshua. He says, when you meditate upon the Word day and night, you got to meditate. When we meditate upon the Word and we begin to speak the Word and we begin to do what the Word of God says, you will see some results. Even listen to me. Hear my heart. Hear me by the Spirit. Even when a storm comes, the Father will help us in the storm. Are you listening to me? He will not only help you in the storm, he will guide you through the storm and show you the exit sign out the storm. Lord have mercy. I said he will help you in the storm, guide you through the storm, and then thirdly and but lastly, he will give you an exit way out the storm. You got to be led by the Spirit of God every day. Just don't do it when you are in need of something, when you need healing in your body, when you need a breakthrough financially. No, every day, you as well as myself, we ought to be led by the Spirit of God. It is so important that we're led by the Spirit of God. So do what Paul says. Paul says, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, he says, I bow my knees. He says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He said the whole family over the church of Ephesus. Everybody is connected in the church of Ephesians. Their names, guess what? Not only here on earth, but in heaven. So your name will be known here on earth as it is in heaven. Lastly, here it is. He says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Then Paul goes on to say that Christ, verse 7, he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts. We got to make sure that we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. And remember, God is going to strengthen you. God is going to strengthen you. Like, share, and comment this word. It just want to come on, just share this with you. Power you up. Talking about the strength of God. And that word strengthen, once again, it means to make strong again. God is making you stronger each day. When we get in the presence, sometimes, listen. I'm telling you for facts. Man, there'll be times I don't feel nothing when I be praying. But guess what? It ain't about a feeling. It's about a knowing. When you know in your heart, you know when I pray the word, when I speak the word of God, heaven hears me and heaven is backing me up. Amen, amen, amen. That's all I want to say to you. Listen, like, share, and comment. I love you with the love of the Lord. Stay power up. Stay fired up in the things of God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity just to come on, just to share with your sons and daughters. I pray, Father, what they hear, that they'll begin to grasp, they'll begin to respond, they'll begin to apply it, they'll begin to live it out on a daily basis. Father, I pray for that individual. I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister. I pray for every individual right now, whatever that they are dealing with in their hearts, in their minds, whatever the concern is, whatever they whatever type of pain they have in their body, whatever is going on, whether it's finances or job related, marriage related, or if they're single, whoever they may be, whether it's child related or they struggling in school, whatever it is, I decree and declare your word over them. For your word decrees and declares where there's two or three touch the green on anything, you'll be in the midst. So Father, I touch and agree with my brother. I touch and agree with my sister. I get in agreement with you now, my brother. I get in agreement with you now, my sister, that every need is met in your life. I come against every demonic attack in your mind, every mistake that you feel like you can't make it. No, yes, you can make it. Don't condemn yourself. Rise to the occasion, man of God. Rise to the occasion, woman of God, and be what the Spirit of God has created and called you to be. I decree and declare that the word of the Lord will be manifested, will be demonstrated in your life. You will experience the strength of the Lord every day in your life in the name of Jesus. Even while you're in the storm, I decree and declare the strength of God. Even what you're dealing with, I decree and declare the strength of God in your life right now. Whether you're grieving of a loss of a loved one, whatever it may be, I decree and declare the strength of the Lord be upon you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare. And I speak healing in your body. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I command every ounce of pain, every symptom, every muscle, every organ, every tissue, every fiber, every limb in your body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. If you're diabetic, I command in the name of Jesus that everything lines up, your numbers lines up now. You have high blood pressure, numbers line up now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. If you have cancer, we command that cancer to be destroyed. We command you to be made whole in Jesus' name. Back problems, leg problems, whatever problem in your body. Gout, hallelujah, migraine headaches, ear infections, sinus conditions, blindness of the eyes, deaf ears, open up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your supernatural, miraculous, miracle signs and wonders being displayed for your children. In Jesus' name we pray. All agree, we said together, amen.
We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. We in our ways, still we stand so much to gain. So give us a word, Lord, give us a word from above. We
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.